This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy wants to raise its electricity rates, and it is set to get an earful from angry customers. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Xcel asked state regulators to approve a $300 million electric rate increase late last year. That would have boosted the average household's bill by about $7 per month, money the company wanted to improve and maintain the grid. But customers flooded regulators with comments. Amid high monthly bills and record profits for Xcel, they want the state to reject the rate hike. The company has agreed to shrink its request by two-thirds or more, but opponents still want it scrapped. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission is set to hold a hearing on the plan this week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, a Democrat, has introduced a bipartisan bill to investigate why prescription drug costs are so high. It would require the Government Accountability Office to investigate what incentives exist for drug makers, insurance companies, and others to keep prices high. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma is a co-sponsor. Clean air advocates are suing the Environmental Protection Agency over a plan to cut smog along the Front Range. CPR Sam Brash reports the groups say the plan is inadequate.
Robert Ukeley is an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the groups behind the lawsuit. At issue is a 2021 state plan to cut ozone along the Front Range. He says the EPA approved it, even though air monitors showed it wasn't doing enough to reduce pollution below federal standards.
And it's time for EPA to step in and fix the problem.
That would likely mean the federal government imposing new rules to cut fracking and traffic. In the meantime, Colorado regulators say more rules are coming, and they're on track to meet federal standards by 2027. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.